You know, I often speak about how women must do habits differently, and one of the biggest reasons why is simply biology. In other words, hormones. Our hormones are a real factor to how we feel physically, mentally, and emotionally, and they constantly change day to day and year to year as we age. My friends warned me that the hormone roller coaster gets harder as we get older, and they were right. From worse PMS to more aggravating period symptoms to all the things that come with perimenopause and menopause. If you're wanting help with that hormone roller coaster, I want you to check out today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth, and their supplement, Hormone Harmony, a bottle of which is sold every 24 seconds with over 17,000 reviews. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible perimenopause and menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, and so much more. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. If you want to feel more like yourself, make sure you go to Happy Mammoth and find Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PROGRESS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PROGRESS for 15% off today. Hi, I'm Monica Packer from About Progress, and this is A Growth Spurt, a bite-sized way you can increase your progress today. I recently saw a friend online, Jess Massey. She's been on the show before. She posted the story about how she loves to drink coffee while watching a YouTube video while taking her shower, and how that was her romanticizing her life. And when I saw that, I thought, yes, romanticize your life. That sounds so amazing. And then I thought for a second and realized I do this. I just didn't know that's what I'm doing. And it's added so much fun to my life. So actually, let's talk about it. What is romanticizing your life? And maybe you should consider it. First, know that it's a whole movement and one that's more about mindfulness and gratitude than of quote unquote actual romance. This is where you get to add layers of joy, luxury, and care into your daily life in ways where you are more present, both mind and body. To me, romanticizing your life is like seeing your life as though it were a movie, but experiencing it as one too. Here are some examples that I think really illustrate this concept. Use shower oil at the end of your shower. Light a candle and have it on while you are washing your face. Have a special warm drink while you journal. Add flowers picked from your yard to the dinner table. Listen to your favorite music while doing a chore like sweeping the floor. Getting dressed up for no reason. Writing a love note to a loved one. Sleeping in soft sheets. Taking yourself on a date. Wearing real pajamas to bed. Using the nice things you already have, not saving them for a special occasion. So I actually went on a little bit of a wormhole on the internet to find out more about romanticizing your life. And I liked what someone said from this Reddit thread that I found. In response to the question, how do you romanticize your life? This person said, quote, "I get a vegetable fruit delivery every week. I organize my vegetables and fruit by color, take photos of it, then the artist in me comes out. I'll pretend every vegetable is a brush and the meal is a masterpiece I'm about to create. If I'm not inspired, I'll rearrange the veggies until a pairing speaks to me. Sometimes this takes days. I get so inspired and excited about cooking with a rainbow." Unquote. I love this idea. For them, they said that's like romanticizing meal prep. So I think this is a great example. And many others we can think of are both easy to do and fun to do. But there are some that may require more time or money. So if you are in that place of wanting to do this, but you're thinking, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, here's the good news. You can start by simply being mindful of the tasks that you already do. You can take your time doing them, like getting ready for the day. Maybe that's something you can do a little bit more mindfully and slowly and just appreciate that this is my life, this is my body, this is something I get to do just for me. So being more mindful can add so much. Another thing that you can do is to savor more moments in your life, moments that feel still or maybe where you feel alive or that you feel embodied or present or joyful. It's just finding ways to savor the moments that you have. Maybe going back to that getting ready for the day example, one thing that can help you savor that moment is adding lipstick on, like wearing a bright lipstick for the day. And that can just help you savor that moment of just getting ready. Or it can be as simple as looking your kids in the eyes when they talk to you, really enjoying that first bite of your meal, taking a second to really feel the hand of your significant others in yours, enjoying a hot shower, noticing a really beautiful bird or a flower, making something in your home feel beautiful just because, listening to classical tunes as you eat dinner. It's finding ways to add that mindfulness we talked about, but also that savoring way of just appreciating it and the simpleness and the joy of what it brings to you. Now, any and all these things are ways that you can add bits and pieces of you into your day as well, and doing so in ways where you get to really experiencing them. And to me, this is why romanticizing your life is something I feel like I've been doing accidentally, but also why it feels good. It's because you're feeling like you. You're not just adding mindfulness, you're being mindful of yourself. You're not just adding ways to savor, you're adding pieces of savoring yourself in a weird way. So I wanted to read this other note from Reddit that I just thought, this is why this matters. Quote, when I was in elementary school, my mom was diagnosed with MS. By the time I hit high school, she could not do normal activities like going to the store or folding laundry or cooking supper, much less take a walk. She would have given a lot to be able to. Mom died when I was 35 and I am 60 now. Thanks to her struggle, I find contentment in being able to walk my dog, pull weeds, and wait my turn to check out in a store. Mom definitely romanticized those things, and I feel like I am enjoying them for her, unquote. That makes me just want to cry. I mean, that sums it up perfectly, why and how we can romanticize our lives. Because ultimately, we just have this one body, this one life. Maybe there are ways we can better cherish what we have. I'd love to hear how you are going to take this advice and romanticize your life. So if you do it, tell me about it. I would love it if you could send me a message. You can do that on Instagram at About Progress. Now, just a quick reminder for you. If you ever have a question that you wish you could ask me, you actually can. Simply go to the Voice Memo app on your phone. Every phone has this app, a Voice Memo app, and record your question for me. Then email it to me at hello@aboutprogress.com. This is a reminder because I would love to feature real voices asking real questions in upcoming growth spurts, as many as we can cover. So please ask me your questions so we can answer them and other people can be like, that was me. Like that's my question too. I'm so glad someone asked that. So send me your questions at hello@aboutprogress.com. Thank you so much for listening. Now go and do something with what you learned today.